And here we are, just maybe a week and a half since the last Tokyo Boy podcast episode. This is the start of episode 4. So I'm in Ginza now. I just arrived on the Ginza station. Got here through the Marunouchi Sen, Marunouchi line. And so yeah, I had a meeting earlier this morning, so I still have a few hours before I need to get to work. So I decided to come to Ginza and do my regular gallery tour, since I haven't had a chance to do it yet this month. It's been a rather busy month, so we'll see what I can manage to catch while I'm here. I'm going to start by going to the design gallery. Usually I keep that for the middle, but I'm going to try to speed things up today, try to get in as much as I can. Another thing is that I know the quality of this podcast is, well, it sucks. I know that. There's nothing I've been able to do that after, you know, with the editing and GarageBand and stuff. I've tried to play around with settings, and I don't know, it's not doing anything. So what I'm going to do today is, when I end the tour with my regular stop at the Yurakucho Muji store, I'll go to the Softmap store right next to it and see if I can't find a little mic or something that I can plug into this and maybe make future podcasts a little bit more friendly to the ears. One thing though is that a couple of weeks ago I interviewed Mark Dytham of the Klein Dytham Architects for a piece I'm writing, and I used this iPod to record the interview and it sounded great. So I think the crackling that you usually tend to hear has to do with the fact that I'm walking around out on the street. There's a lot of noise around me, but yeah, the iPod seems to work fine when you're inside and there's no traffic surrounding you. I'm in the design gallery now, and unfortunately they don't have anything that describes the exhibition in English. Usually they have at least one text on the wall that is in English, but everything here is in Japanese today. So it's called Interworks. I'm not quite sure if Interworks is the name of a design unit or what, but there are a lot of cool-looking items on display, product design, graphic design. So there are things that are on the floor, and then on the walls there are descriptions and different categories like filing, line works, graphic design, artworks, etc. So it's quite a nice show if you have a chance to take it in. It's probably worth the trip. It says here that it's on until June 12th, so you still have a couple of weeks to see it. Okay, correction. The name of the show is Interworks, and the name of the designer is Makoto Orisaki. Right next to the design gallery at the design collection retail space, they had a big display of the 60 Vision brand from Dean's department. They had all the different companies. They had items from all the different companies, and I was really, really tempted to get some dishes from 60 Noritake. And I was just about to do it, but controlled the impulse, and I think I'll wait a bit and see if it's really something I need. So now I just exited the Matsuya department store, and I will go to the Apple store and have a look at the new MacBooks, which I haven't had a chance to see yet. Well, the MacBooks look rather nice, although I'm not quite sure about that keyboard. It feels a bit strange to the touch. Doesn't feel quite right. And that glossy screen could get annoying with the reflection. But still, a nice machine. And as a follow-up to the column I wrote for this month, that I wrote this week for the Japan Times, all about white things. Things that are white, things that I like that are white. I can tell you that right now I'm walking, talking into my white iPod with my white iTalk adapter. I was just checking email on my white Neon. But, you know, I practice what I preach. Honestly, if the MacBook Pro had come in white, had been available in white, that's the one that I'd have gotten. So right now I'm walking towards Ginza Graphic Gallery, and I'll see what the show is. I was just inside the Uniqlo shop in Ginza again to have a look at the t-shirt, see if there isn't anything 6. Quite a nice store, actually. And no, there weren't any t-shirts I liked, but I should add that, especially since I did a bit of a rant against their tees in the previous episode, I did end up buying 2 t-shirts earlier this week. One is a Lufthansa t-shirt. It's not an amazing t-shirt, but I have a certain weakness for airline graphics, and so I had to... Oh, and speaking of airline graphics, you really should try to catch the show right now at Aoyama at the Spiral Building. It's a collaboration between the new Narita Terminal 1 Renewal as well as RTA, Resort Travel Agency, which is a sort of design unit. Really cool graphics. They have a whole thing going where you get a passport and then you have to go visit different shops in Aoyama and get stamps, and then you get some sort of prize. So that was the picture I took last week, and I also mentioned it was under construction at Omotesando Hills because they also have a sort of an office there. It's quite nice. They've made it. It looks like you're boarding. They've made it look like an airline counter. Quite nice. Uniforms, everything, graphics, so try to catch that. And, back to the t-shirts, the Uniqlo t-shirts. The other one I got is a very simple design. It just looks like a, basically a lined sheet, the ruled sheet. So those are the 2 1000N t-shirts I got from Uniqlo following that big rant I did last time. So I'm just in front of the graphic gallery, and I will have a look. So the exhibition this month is by Hakuhodo Design. Basically, they do a lot of ad work, so there were Shiseido ads. They did the big iPod mini mural that were in some stations when that got released. And actually, the poster for the show is quite interesting. I was talking about my love for white, and that's what you get here. You get mostly just a big white poster with a few silver flies. There's a big display inside with silver things covered in silver flies, and then just the name of the show and the date. It's written in light gray at the very top and very small, so a rather nice poster, I'd say. And so now I continue on in my walk, and I'm going to the Creation Gallery G8, and we'll see what's going on there. The show at Creation Gallery G8 is it's called Time Tunnel, and it's a photography exhibition by Masayoshi Tsukita, who seems to have mostly covered rock, a lot of rock photography. He's also done a lot of album covers. But there were also some examples of, film work he's done. I'm not sure if he just took on-set pictures or if he actually did more on the films, but I'm sure any rock fan will want to see the show, although it's not very design-oriented. That's what you'd rather see. Anyway, it was a fine show. So now I'm outside again, and I'm heading towards Muji and Softmap. I might stop at the Sony building if I see that there's something interesting going on, but I usually don't, because they just usually have their same old showrooms with nothing much new. Somebody had asked me how I actually put these podcasts together. So as I'm walking, I could maybe just do a quick rundown of how I do that. It's quite simple, really. It's quite easy. First, of course, I just sync my iPod files, the files I recorded with the iTalk. I sync them to my computer, to the iTunes. Then I have to convert the files to MP3 or AAC, because GarageBand doesn't like WAV files. For some reason, when it keeps... you import WAV files in GarageBand, they just play it like double speed, triple speed. It sounds quite weird. So that's the first thing you convert. Then you open GarageBand. You use the media browser to access all your files. And then I start a podcast project. So I just grab a picture I took and drag it in the window for the podcast image. And then I just use one track for all the sound files, and I just simply drag them from the media browser into the track, one after the other. And once I'm done that, I just sort of remove silences at the end or at the start of the recording, just to make everything feel tighter. And then it's export file to iTunes, and that's it. So it's quite easy, quite an easy process to do. Oh, and I should also add that usually on the track that has all the files, I try to choose a voice setting. I can't remember which one I usually end up using. I think it's a male radio narrator or something like that. I usually just try a few different ones and pick the one that sounds the best. Now, if only I could remove all the crackling, that would be quite nice. Well, I was pretty surprised to find out that SoftMat is no more. It's actually the store, the SoftMat store that was next to the Muji store, has turned into a big camera that only sells software. They sell basically games and DVDs, movies, things like that. So no mic for me, no new mic for me. I'll have to go to another store sometime and have a look. So I pretty much run out of time. I guess this is the end of episode 4.